my eyes up to the Lord. And I have from the throne room of the Lord. I have come from the ruler of the heaven. My heart is down, my heart is to the Lord. It does. The help that brought that girl from the camp of kidnappers. God is bringing somebody out from that den of the enemy.
Thank you. King of Kings. Somebody expecting help here today, just wave your hands and give him the praise. It doesn't matter who failed you or where the help failed. You're expecting his help today, just wave your hands and give him the praise. Blessed be your name, Lord. Honor to your name, adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Now you're expecting that help like never before. Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Give him a clap and a shout of victory. If you see us coming, and you might be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everyone here today to this wonderful, exciting, interesting Sunday service. I believe you will not return back the same way you have come. In Jesus' precious name. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. He said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Vision and destiny. Part 3. Vision is a major bedrock of man's destiny. Throughout scripture, we see that men of great destinies were men and women of great vision. We looked at some examples before, but for the sake of time, I'll go straight to our examples. We saw Abraham in the first service, and David, how Abraham functioned with vision to see the promised land ahead of time, how David with vision brought down Goliath. In the second service, we saw the example of Jacob, and the example of our Master Jesus. In this service, we shall see the example of Joseph. Joseph was the young man who saw his future before that future ever manifested. Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to 7. Joseph dreamed a dream, told it to his brethren, and they hated him. Where he saw the grass bundles from verse 6, 7. So we're binding sheaf in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance to my sheep. In verse 9 to verse 10, the dream enlarged. He became 11 stars plus the sun and the moon bowing down for him. He saw it as a teenager. It came to pass as an adult in Genesis chapter 41, verse 39, all the way to verse 44. Vision is the driver of destiny. And from the life of Joseph, we see that vision grows. Vision grows. It's the driver of destiny. If the devil can't stop you from seeing it, no devil can stop you from seizing it. That was Joseph. Joseph also, now this is Joseph also, now Joseph was placing a vision before Israel. Before Israel left Egypt, Joseph placed a vision in front of them. In Genesis chapter 50 verse 25, he said, I am dying. Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. Now, I don't know what you are passing through now, but he said to them, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here. From generation to generation, almost 7 generations passed. If a generation was an average of 70 years, 5 to 6 generations passed. Over 400 solid years, they kept placing the vision in front of each other. We may be suffering now, but Joseph, who came to Egypt, who invited us here, said, our God will visit us and he will take us from here. That vision sustained them. That vision kept them alive. That vision ensured that they were not all wasted before it came to pass. I speak to someone here today. The purpose of God in your life, no devil can spoil it. I speak to someone here today. If you can place the vision of God's purpose in front of you, no circumstance on earth can stop you from becoming what God wants you to become. And it doesn't matter how long it lasts. The Bible said, even though it tarry, wait for it. It must come to pass. It took Israel over 400 years, but it still came to pass. I don't know how long it has taken you now. It has to happen because you don't have 400 years to live. It has to happen in your lifetime and happen very, very shortly. I announce today, in the name of Jesus, whatever God has spoken concerning your life, concerning your family, and concerning your destiny, they shall come to pass. You believe that? Say loud, amen. There is nothing that fuels hope like vision. Vision is the booster of hope. Vision is the energizer of expectation. When vision is in place, expectation is intact. Because you know, no matter what happens, I will carry my children. No matter what happens, I will build orphanages. I'll build houses for widows. I'll build. No matter what happens, vision keeps expectations alive. Another person whose vision was responsible for the massiveness of his destiny was Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle caught a heavenly vision, and that heavenly vision empowered him to fulfill his life's assignment. In Acts chapter 20 verse 19, 26 verse 19, he told King Agrippa, "Oh King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. That is, there is a vision. God showed me something. God showed me where I'm going. And it doesn't matter what it will take, I will get there. That was why he said, in Acts chapter 20 verse 24, he said, none of these things move me. None of these things move me. Nothing move me. You see, people of vision are not moved by what moves others. When your vision is in place, what moves others don't move you. You may be trekking today, but you know you will be giving out cars tomorrow as gifts for people. Am I speaking to somebody here? You may be living in a rented house today, but you know you are going to be the developer of massive housing estate. I don't know what anybody thinks, but revival will come out of Nigeria and hit the nations of the world. The killers are wasting their time. Those who sponsor them are wasting their time. All of them will be dead, and the purpose of God will come to pass. For the Lord God has proposed, and who can disannul? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? Inside prophecy, we saw Nigeria as a launching pad for global revival. Inside prophecy, we saw Nigeria as an end-time furnace, fire pot, where firebrands will be scattered around the earth to cause the nations of the earth to come on their the apostle said, none of these things move me. You may have situations around you, but when you see where you are going, when you are in touch with the plan of God for your life, what moves others can't move you. I declare, I decree, I announce to someone today, in the name that is above every name, whatever is moving you today, I command it laid to rest. By the power of vision. In Jesus' name. When this church started, we lived in one room. Take your seat. In a boys' quarter, in an apartment. In Wuse area. Myself, my wife, our baby, who was just less than 2 years old at the time. And then, one other person who was like a worker in the church. My sister, the same father with me, my wife's cousin. All of us in that one room, in a boys' quarter. Not the modern and suit kind of boys' quarter. You go outside to use yourself. You go outside to the kitchen. But it didn't occur to me one day that it was called suffering. It didn't occur to me one day that there was inconvenience. Where I was going was heavier than where I was. It didn't occur to me one dime. If I walked out of the room, I wasn't inferior to the person who came out of Metama. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, at that early age, at that early stage, I saw many, many people. Big people, middle level, all manner. I related with them as a priest. If you say you are governor, I say go on your knees. Because the king will bow before the priest. There was no trace because inside me I knew where I was going. The reason why you are feeling the way you are feeling, low and down and inferior, low self-worth, is because you lack understanding of who you are and where you are going. But from today, I prophesy to you, it shall be clear to you. The purpose of God for your life will eliminate every trace of low self-worth, every trace of inferiority mentality. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Look at somebody and say, I know who I am. I know where I am going. Nothing I can see. By things. They are not easily. Bulldozer can move everything. How many people can push bulldozer? You didn't hear what I just said? A bulldozer can move. He can just come and push everything away. Remember when we were doing the construction on this site? One of the 12 or 16 tire trucks just sank in the mud. We did everything. Nobody could move it. Until a bulldozer came. Everything we did failed. Come. This uncle, come. Come. Stand face there. We did everything. It just sank it more and more into the earth. A bulldozer came from the back. Just came. It didn't even break. It didn't stop. So let me test it whether it will move. It didn't reduce in speed. Let that bulldozer break down and tell me who can push it. That is the whole church here now. All of us, let's go and push it. Will it move? If you will move things in your generation, you are not easily moved by things. Movers are not easily moved. And they are movers by virtue of vision. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. The enemy has lost the battle in every attempt to move you and make you feeble and make you frustrated. Shout the loudest, amen. Nothing the devil threw at him could stop him, because he was running a heavenly vision. The last time they stopped you shall be the last forever. Say amen. One day I was going for a crusade in Makurdi in Benue State. And we ran into a roadblock in around Lafayette side. It was a security people. I don't want to mention. But when I start talking, you will know. We should bring the paper of the vehicle. Brand new, what do you call it now? That V-boot then. And it was bought like the way they buy Belgium. Gave them all the papers. They looked at it and said, the papers are not correct. Say, yeah. This thing was just bought newly. And they just gave us the paper. It's okay. The custom papers are not correct. Yeah. So, okay, we didn't know. How do you go and buy a vehicle and ask, is the custom paper correct? They say, hey, it's not your fault. That's how some of these dealers behave. We thought that they understood. And we're going for crusade. So what do we do?
You have to do the correct paper.
So do we do it on the road now?
I don't want to go into the detail. I said to them, I said, you know what? Take the car, take the paper. I'm on my way to the crusade. I'm on my way to the crusade. Carry the car, carry the paper. But as to stop me from this crusade I'm going now, impossible. You know, there are situations where somebody will say, okay, so what do I do now? Sissy. Toro. Never drop. Carry the car, carry everything, I'm on my way. Is it not the car that offended? Is it me? Carry the car. And they realize that this is not the one that can, but it's okay, please, they go. But in case of next time, please, try your best and do the right thing. The crusade was more important to me than the car. It was more important, the souls that were there, that would be saved, was far more important. I prophesy to you today, in the name of Jesus, you are unstoppable. I said, you are unstoppable. In the name that is above every name, you are unstoppable. Shout the loudest, amen. Now, that is not to say there are no good people in every organization. They are there. Very, very good people. We have people here who are in all of those organizations. But you also jam some people who consider those assignments as major business. But we are unstoppable when we carry vision. Again, every conspiracy from anywhere to halt your destiny, that conspiracy breaks down now. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And so, that was Paul the Apostle. And that was Joseph. What is vision? I'll rush very quickly because of time. I won't go back to the definitions I gave before because of time. Vision is today's dream of tomorrow's realities. Is today's dream of tomorrow's reality. Today's dream of tomorrow's realities. Today's dreams of tomorrow's realities. Today's dream of tomorrow's realities. I can leave it at that. You are not there yet, but you are seeing them. And it is real to you as if it is physical. Second, this definition came out now. Now that was what Joseph saw in Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to 7. Genesis 37, 5 to 7. Joseph dreamed a dream. And it was the dream of the reality yet to come. The Oxford Dictionary of English gives me the second definition here. It says, vision is the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. The ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. You are thinking about the future. You are planning the future. It is vivid in your imagination. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. All that we ask or imagine. What is the connection between vision and destiny? 1. This is actually 13. What you get out of life is determined by what you see out of life. What you get out of life is determined by what you see out of life. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15. God spoke to Abraham. He said, all the land which thou can see, to you I am giving it. And to your seed. Another way to say it is, you cannot get out of life beyond what you see out of life. You can never get out of life beyond what you see. Out of life. Because what God gives is determined by what man sees. All the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it. That was what he told Abraham. What God gives is determined by what man sees. The meaning is, if it is not too big for you to see, it will never be too big for God to give. Hallelujah. In any realm at all, any realm. Second, with vision. Everywhere and anywhere is good enough as a starting point. With vision, everywhere and anywhere is good enough as a starting point. God told Abraham, from where you are, look. Look. Anywhere you are can be a starting point in life. That was Genesis chapter 13 again, verse 14 to 15. With vision, everywhere and anywhere is good enough as a starting point. Another way to say it is not where you are that matters, but what you can see from where you are. Not where you are. You may be in the boys' quarter like we were in those days. My office was the church bus. Little bus. That someone bought at that early stage under 3 months as a seed. It is not where you are that matters, but what you can see from where you are. Somebody is going places. You may be very, very poor. It doesn't matter. You may have gone up before and come down. It doesn't matter. You may be in the middle of your years. It doesn't matter. You may be 75 years like Abraham. It doesn't matter. You may be 80 years like Moses. It doesn't matter. It is not where you are that is the problem. But what can you see from where you are? What can you see from where you are? I see the God of a new beginning giving somebody a new beginning. That amen can come out louder. The God of a new beginning is giving someone a new beginning. If you are that one, shout the loudest amen again. Three. Where you face determines where you end. The road you follow determines the place you end. And that road you follow is determined by vision. Jesus said, to this end was I born. John chapter 18, verse 37. To this end was I born. Jesus answered, thou said, I'm a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause I came into the world. Where you face is a determinant of where you will end. You will end well. If that amen was a believer's amen, it would have been louder. You will end well. Fourth, where you see yourself is where you will find yourself. Where you see yourself is where you will find yourself. If you are in a situation you don't like, don't see yourself there. See yourself elsewhere. Where you see yourself is where you will find yourself. If you can see yourself there, it's only a matter of time to get there. Joseph saw himself in the palace, sote he kept palace cloth in the prison. For such a time as the time they will invite him to the palace. Genesis chapter 41 verse 14. He saw himself in the palace until inside the palace, inside the prison, he kept palace cloth for the day they will send for him in the palace. And he had been dreaming and finding himself there. And when he eventually got there, he carried the cloth he had kept. Nothing enhances preparation like vision. Men of vision are men of preparation. They are not taken unawares. Opportunity does not meet them unprepared. Preparation waits for opportunity in their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you planning to be appointed something? All the courses needed for that position, do it. Don't wait until the advertisement or the interview comes up. Just say, oh, have you done so and so? Do you understand this kind of system of accounting, the pitch tree system? Oh, yes, I've done it. Have you done this other one? Oh, yes, I've done it. Have you done it? Hold on. Can you provide your evidence? Everything intact. Where you see, I just said something now. If where you are now is a place you don't like, don't see yourself there. See yourself where you want to find yourself. A young lady trusting God to be married cut out the picture of a man from a magazine. Very, very beautiful suit, wearing tuxedo, sharp looking man, placed the picture on her wall and said, this is the kind of man I want to marry. I can't remain like this. This is the kind of person I want to marry. One day she was driving on the road and a man was driving the other way. The man turned and looked at her. And then she said, she wants to marry somebody who works in a furniture company because she likes furnitures, so that her home can be well furnished. She looked through the window. The man looked at her. She looked at the man back while driving on the road. There was some level of physics when they look at each other. Then she continued driving. Very soon she saw through her rear mirror that car has turned back and was pursuing her. Hey. She said, I have entered trouble today. Is it a criminal? Is it a killer? She began to speed. The more she sped, the more the man sped too. Long story made short, when they stopped, she stopped. The man approached her, greeted her. From physics, it moved to chemistry. biology happens after marriage. Take your seat. Praise the Lord. The man was dressed like she's put on the picture. Sharp. The vice president of one of the largest furnishing companies in America. Vice president. Who wasn't married yet. He was a man cello. Do you understand? In the year of 1982, Dottie Austin, the wife of John Austin, who is the mother of Joel Austin, was diagnosed of metastatic adenocarcinoma of the liver. Deadly liver cancer given. Please her picture again. She was given 6 weeks to live. 6 weeks of 1982. And she placed her youthful marriage picture. She had dried up into bones. She put her youthful marriage picture on her door. Put it everywhere. She said, "That is me. This is not me. That is me. That is the fine me. Beautiful me. This is not me." All the giants had prayed for her. Ora Roberts, Kenneth Hagin, T.L. Osborne, everybody. She was still in that situation. But she said, "This is me. That is not me. This is me. That is not me." When the 6 weeks came, it passed. 10 weeks came, it passed. 1 year came, it passed. 1982, today, is 39 years, right? It will be 40 years next year. 6 weeks has not come. It hasn't come. Where you see yourself is where you find yourself. Today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone with any satanic verdict on your life, that verdict is cancelled right now. That verdict is cancelled right now. That verdict is cancelled right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Take your seat. Number 5. If you move inward by vision, you will move outward in motion. If you move inward by vision, you will move outward in motion. That is, a man by the name James Allen said, you cannot move forward inside and stand still outside. If you move forward inward by vision, you will move outward in motion. It's like the snail. Once the snail moves, the shell does not need advice to follow. Vision is like the snail. Destiny is like the shell. If it happens inside, it must follow outside. That was what Genesis 13, verse 14 to 15 said to us. And finally, this is very, very important. If you have the sense to focus on the ultimate, that is on where you are going. If you have the sense that, and you say, "Hey, where I am now is not where I will end." If you have the sense to focus on the ultimate, that is on where you are going, you will have the strength to surmount the immediate. Say that again.
If you have the sense to focus on the ultimate, you will have the strength to surmount the immediate. If you are sensible enough to direct your energy on where you are going, you will receive enough strength to handle where you are. Bible said concerning Jesus in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and now he is sitting down at the right hand of God. Because there was something he was seeing, he was able to handle the cross. You are going somewhere. I wish that that amen was louder than that. Someone going somewhere will shout a louder amen. Where you are now is not where you are going to end. If you believe me, let your amen shout like thunder. Where you are now is not where it will end. In the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet with a shout of victory. I'll say one more thing while you remain standing. If you were writing, you can complete this writing in standing. It is the place of the Holy Spirit. It's a Holy Ghost service in vision. Young Gicho said, visions and dreams are the language of the Holy Spirit. The language of the Spirit. What is the place of the Holy Spirit? First of all, the Holy Spirit releases visions and dreams into the hearts or minds of the saints. Take your seat 1 minute. Sorry. I couldn't have stepped into the ministry except the Holy Ghost placed it as a vision, as a direction. I studied to be a medical doctor. I like medical practice. I enjoyed the course thoroughly. And God said, for me, it was not anything about how much you will be paid because you are a doctor, but the enjoyment of the work. And God said, this is what I have for you. I couldn't have done that. I never dreamt. All the time I had fire on campus. And I was seeing deaf ears hearing as a student. It never crossed my mind that I would be a full-time pastor. I knew at the best, I would have a practice or work in a setting and still preach part-time. That's what I thought. Have money, make money, and put the money into the work of God. Until God said, move. There are many things people are doing in several realms, not even in pastoring, that they couldn't have dreamt of it except the Holy Spirit put it in their heart. In business, in industry, in career. Various dreams he releases, because in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon you, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream, your young men shall see visions. He just put these things in our heart. The second thing the Holy Ghost does is that the Holy Spirit empowers vision and translates it into reality. That is what is just there that doesn't look real. He gives it power, gives it motion. When Mary received the vision of giving birth to the Messiah, how shall it be? He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall make it come to pass. That is the assignment of the Holy Spirit. Vision to be a kingdom billionaire. Where you want to build up to 1,000 or 2,000 or 5,000 church buildings in your lifetime before Jesus comes. where you want to, and the time is coming shortly. When we are going to Taraba State this week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, where one person will clear the bill of the crusade. Where one person will clear a whole year crusade bill. We don't take offering on crusade ground. We never take 160 on crusade ground. That is within your vision. Give me the budget of the crusade for the next 10 years. In Singapore, in Indonesia, in Russia, in China, in Brazil, in Argentina. In Hong Kong. That is why the nonsense going on now must stop. Because those places must get the gospel. The nonsense corona. The nonsense corona. The nonsense corona. Bad boy corona. With their crookedly manipulated vaccines and vaccination. Contrary to every medical precedent, vaccine trial takes 10 to 15 years. You try it on laboratory animals first. On guinea pigs, laboratory rats, to see and watch side effects. Before it is administered to human beings. These vaccines are less than 2 years in preparation. 1 year, 2 years, had no trial on nobody. So the human beings are the guinea pigs to be tried on it first. Some crooked-minded entities craving for world control, hallucinating to interrupt the agenda of God before it is time. It's against WHO convention for anybody to be forced to receive a drug. Whether it's any form of drug, any form of vaccination, anything. That was not our topic. What was I saying before I stepped in there? Because when these kind of things, when I remember these things, just very infuriating. Turn the whole world into idiots. And after you have received the vaccine, still continue to wear face mask. Still continue to social distance. With all attendant complications. The agenda of God for the world will come to pass. All the nations of this earth must be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Will you stand on your feet with a loud shout of praise? No matter who tries it, the purpose of God must stand. If God allows it, let it be. But if God has rejected it, then 1,000,000,000,000 agents of the devil cannot stop God's purpose in the earth. And you have that vision of saturating the earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. You have that vision of doing this and doing that. The Holy Ghost makes it real, makes it practical, makes it tangible. Get ready, because something beyond your imagination, something beyond your thinking is about to happen. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate God. Let's appreciate Elion. Let's appreciate Adonai. Let's appreciate Mekadesh. Let's appreciate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Rose of Sharon. Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's worship Him. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Father, we worship You. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Father, we glorify
magnify you. Father, we magnify you. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Lift your hands, lift your voice, lift your hands, lift your voice. Honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him, glorify him.
You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. You are more than what people say. You are more than what some people say. You are. They say you
are kind. You are what people say.
Some people say
you are good, you are kind, you are more than what people say.
You are very hostable, you hold
me. You are very hostable.
You are very hostable,
you hold me.
You are very hostable.
Up your hands and let's appreciate God for his word today. Afterwards, you are going to make demands on the release of the Spirit upon your life. Something dropping on you today. Open your mouth and speak to God. Honor him, adore him, worship him. Father, I receive today what you have in store for me. Let it drop. Let it drop. Shaka kalaba.
Lift up your hand. Say after me, say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I come before you today. I make demands on the help of the Spirit. I make demands on the release of the Spirit. I make demands on the hand of God. Holy Spirit, touch me afresh. Touch me afresh. Touch me afresh. Touch me afresh. Today, quicken my vision. Empower my dreams unto reality. Lift up your two hands. Let your living water flow through my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and control of every situation that has struck my mind. All my cares and burdens up to you.
Let your living water,
let your living water,
let it flow
over my soul.
Let my shaka,
let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and worries come to you. I
answer as the Holy Spirit. Take your place. Touch me, Lord. Breathe upon me, Lord. Do something new in my life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. Masha Tokalababere. Let me say something to you before. Just listen. Can I have your hands lifted? I was in a program last week. It was the Winners Chapel 40th anniversary. Glorious program. I expected between me and God for something to drop for me and for this ministry. The last day of the program, Saturday, yesterday, something dropped that I haven't seen for almost 30 years. A dimension. On my way to the church this morning, now I almost ran out of the program, except that I was sitting on the front row. If I was inside the crowd, I would have run out somewhere to internalize it for another how many hours. It was tangible. It was substantial. And I knew what it was. It was a multiple of things bundled together. I'm not saying that for clapping, but just for you to have an expectation. Because God took of the spirit that was on Moses and spread it. We have been in touch with that mantle for close to 30 years. Touch with that mantle, connection, made us to see many things. We couldn't have dared this structure if we didn't see it there. But what dropped is beyond what anything we have seen. And I want a glory mantle that will delete every trace of shame. A mantle that will wipe out your confusion.
Amen.
Lack of direction.
Amen.
Spirit of hopelessness. Despair. Where am I heading? Where is my life going? That kind of thing. A mantle that will wipe that out is here right now.
Amen.
If you are ready and if you are interested, lift up your hands and speak to God. Father, I connect with the Spirit of God this afternoon to receive my portion of the Spirit today. To fulfill your purpose for my life. To fulfill your purpose for me in the land of the living. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. Open your mouth, speak, pray, speak. In the name of Jesus, lift those hands high, and at the count of five, you place the hands on your head and scream, I receive. Receive what? A release of the Spirit. Deleting confusion, deleting misdirection, giving sharpness and clarity, empowering your destiny, releasing glory and eliminating shame and reproach. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, at its count of five, receive a release, an impartation, a grace. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I receive.
I receive.
The God who opens the door and no man shuts, and shuts the door and no man opens, says to someone, I have set before you an open door and no man can close. Shadow Galaya Teferene Gayagalala. Laya Bahushadi Alala.
I see somebody moving from the back to the front.
Where the enemy has kept you, God is changing your position. He's changing your position. He's changing your position. The devil, they kept you deliberately far behind where you are meant to be. But in the name of Jesus.
Before this week is out, you shall testify. Put your hands and give them the praise. Give them the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Among the open doors and the things God has done, God is several things happening. God is healing the tooth condition and the jaw condition of somebody, and the pain is gone. You couldn't clench your teeth on that side, but it's gone. Again, somebody's right eye is healed. Again, somebody's breast condition is healed. Give the Lord the praise, somebody. Somebody's ulcer is healed. Migraine is healed. That spirit of insanity, hearing of voices, is gone. If God touched you or something, that's right. God healed somebody of pile, hemorrhoids. That devil is a liar. Check yourself quickly and step forward if you're healed. And with you, Lord,
I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear.
For apart from you, a friend that I can trust, that is why
you will remain my great physician. Oh, and with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. Say with you, Lord.
Of toothache healed.
Wow.
She's had for 2 months. This is for how many days? 4 days.
Wow.
But this one had had cavity for about 2 months, contemplating extraction of that tooth.
Wow.
Just came in by that word. The pain also is
wow.
Checked back to hell. Ulcer pain healed.
Wow.
By the same word.
The chance. I can
have no fear.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. Oh, and with you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. For I found in you, Lord.
Hey.
Oh, say that is why you will remain. Hey. Yeah, say. That is why you will remain.
fire, you will remain.
Yes, sister Oluchi. She said she had lump on her left breast.
Lump on the left breast?
Yes.
For how long?
For 6 months now.
Oh, God.
And it seems like a ball.
But like a ball.
Ball.
It's burning.
Yes.
Like a fire burn as well as a lump.
Yes, and it looks like it's a ball rolling. When it touches.
Like a ball is rolling.
Yes. And he said after that declaration, she searched for it, she cannot find it anymore.
How can she find it? Every deposit of hell in your body, wherever that deposit came from. Now!
Brother Victor said somebody in need of teeth problem. He went to the hospital for an extraction. For what reason? He couldn't do it. He came to the church in that pain for the past 3 years. But as well went forth and the pain disappeared. With two more last.
Wow.
Congratulations.
One more, two and then we can have
it. Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord.
Somebody rubbed a cream on her face in the dream, and when she woke up, she started experiencing different pains in her hand, and she couldn't clench her right hand, and she couldn't move her right knee as well.
Couldn't clench the right.
Yes, sir.
This one like
yes,
this. That she's doing now. She couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it before.
And couldn't move.
Couldn't move her leg, her knee. She had to support before she can sit down. Or
support it to sit down or get up. And what has happened?
Now, the work went for the pain disappeared, and she couldn't go do those things again.
And when you know,
you can stop.
And I found in you a friend that I can trust. The light is right.
Pastor,
you mentioned Pyle right now.
Yes.
And that's her case. 3 months, couldn't sit. The pain was on before the word came. And as the word came, she said, she felt fire and the pain disappeared.
Give the Lord the praise. Anybody who is expecting fire from God to burn off everything that is not of God, give him a shout of victory. And for everyone right here in the front,
your healings are permanent. Kindly return back to your seat. We can take more of the testimonies in the midweek and more of the testimonies in Tuesday healing service.
Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. Yeah. And with you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. Hey. For I found in you a friend that I can trust. Hey. That is why you will remain my great physician. Stay with you, Lord. With you, Lord. Hey. Oh, for I found in you, Lord. Yeah. Hey. And that is why. Oh, yeah. With you, Lord, I can be naked and not
ashamed. Lord, I can hear, and I'm not ashamed.
For upon you, friend, that I can call.
That is why you're my Lord.
When you learn, I can be naked and not ashamed.
And give him the praise. Give him the praise.
If you are here this morning, you have not yet given Jesus Christ your life. You want to be born again. You want to be free from sin. You want the yoke of sin broken. You want today to mark a turning point for you. Maybe you are bound by addictions of smoking and drinking and womanizing, addictions of gambling. Whatever it is, prostitution's addiction. You want the yoke broken and you want your freedom. Or maybe you backslid, you want to return back to God. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and come forward. Go ahead with the song with you, Lord. Quickly, quickly, quickly.
With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord, I can be open and have no fear. Oh, found you, a friend that I can trust.
Yeah.
And that is why you will remain my great physician. Yeah. And with you, Lord, I can be more. Yeah, with you, Lord. Oh, more I found in you, Lord. And that is why.
that is why. Oh, hey, glory, Lord. Hey, oh, and with you, Lord. For I found in you.
Place right under your chest, those of you in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, to do your will. I receive it, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare that hold of the enemy broken. The grace to love God and live for Him is released upon you. In Jesus' name.